Blog Talk Radio.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers. It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Stop illegal immigration now.
We'll break out soon and I'll kill more.
Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border and keep our families safe.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. The bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. When the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
Against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. Can run on for a long time.
You are listening to Real World Witness with Chrissy
and Douglas,
watching history unfold while shining a light on truth, justice,
and exposing those who wish to crush it.
Cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome to Real World Witness, everyone. My name is Chrissy. I am your host. I'm with my co-host, Doug. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Pretty good, young lady, and yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Today's October 4th, 2018. Holy crap, another crazy week in the world, in the USA. So much going on. It's like so hard to keep up with everything. But we're going to try and bring you a few highlights. First of all, before we get going, so tonight's show is going to be, Doug is going to give his Veteran Affairs update, which we didn't get to last week. And there's a lot going on that he's working on. So I'm anxious to hear what he's got to say. Then, of course, we're going to talk about the Kavanaugh circus. And, you know, what the Democrats are doing at this point. Who the FBI interviewed, who they didn't interview, what the latest is on that, and I'm going to cover some QAnon posts that of the last couple of days. So before we get going, I just have a few announcements I wanted to mention really quickly. The Trump Prophecies movie, tonight is the final night. It's ongoing right now on the Pacific Coast. It's well over the East Coast and other parts of the country. I haven't heard anything about it as far as reviews yet, but as soon as I have something, I will go ahead and post it on our new website, which we'll talk about in a little bit here. If you want to know more about the movie or about the Trump Prophecies, you can go to thetrumpprophecymovie.com, or you can go to Mark Taylor. He's the prophet that wrote the Trump Prophecies, and his website is swordrescue.com. The other thing that you can do if you really want to help out, which is so important, is join the Strike Force Daily Prayer for Trump and the Nation. It's with Mary Colbert, who is the co-writer of the Trump Prophecies with Mark Taylor. It's every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to join that, you can call 641-715-0700. Code is 230237. I have it posted on our website, which is realworldwitness.wixsite.com/mysite right now. That's what it is. So all that information is posted. I think a prayer is the only, it really is the strongest weapon that we have at this point. Don't you think so, Doug?
Yes. Yeah, I could not agree more. Without it, what do we have, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, especially with the midterms, they are really praying that we have the red tsunami, which I think is what is going to happen based on, you know, after the charade that we've been seeing unfold. So definitely check that out. Also, Fund the Wall. We had Quentin Kramer, who is the founder of the Fund the Wall American Border Foundation, who is basically working with Department of Homeland Security. They have obtained nonprofit status, and they're able to funnel the money directly to a specified account at Department of Homeland Security for the wall. So if you want to make a donation, you can check out, I put the link on our website, but also fundthewall.com. He's working on something to where we would be able to, like, have our names on some type of a some monument. He's working on getting that done. So for all the donors. So it's a very cool project. There's a lot more that's going to be coming up on that we'll keep you posted as time goes on. And finally, I just want to mention there's a new book out, In Thy Mother's Honor. The author is a Vietnam veteran, I Am John, who wrote about his combat there and the extreme effects that he suffered as a veteran as far as trying to get any kind of medical attention. I thought that this is he's going to be guesting on our show within the next few weeks here. So, but if you want to check out the book, you have to call 800-788-7654. And anyway, so with that, Doug, you want to, like, give your veteran update, and we'll take it from here, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, one of the first things I'd like to let everybody know about is, what do I do? What exactly is, what am I involved with when it comes to veterans? besides being a combat veteran myself, retired U.S. Army, I'm the founder and current CEO of Veterans United for Justice, which is a nonprofit veterans organization. We're based out of Louisiana, although we help veterans across the nation that were honorably discharged that are having issues with the VA. We do sometimes get involved with other things, but very limited when it comes to, for instance, like court cases and things like that. A lot of people look at us and believe that when they see the name, the justice attached to us, that means that we're involved with veterans that are, you know, that need representation in court. And that is not what our justice stands for. What ours stands for is justice through against the government in the VA as far as our vets getting, you know, what they deserve and what the government promised them. So Veterans United for Justice, besides helping vets get through the VA process and the appeals process, we also do things like fishing trips and concerts. We take veterans to, you know, whatever type of music they like to listen to that we have shows for. And not only do they get to go see the show with a bunch of other vets, but they also get to go backstage and meet the artist. So we do a lot of cool stuff, too, you know, a lot of things to just get vets together, get them out of the house, you know, get them around other veterans and their families as well, you know, and, you know.
Well, yeah, because I think a lot of
getting out of the
problems, right, getting their mind, you know, off of their, you know, what they've been experiencing. Because what I find is, especially in traumatic, you know, when you go through traumatic things like that, it's like you just keep replaying it over in your head. So it's good that you do that
right.
of thing to kind of, you know, take their mind off of it.
Exactly, yeah. So most of the veterans that we've been helping in the past few years have been vets that served in Iraq, Afghanistan, that have post-traumatic stress disorder. I did 4 combat tours myself, but we have guys and girls that are, you know, have been in for 10 years now and have 10 back-to-back tours where there's just nonstop crap that is now affecting their lives now that they're out and they're trying to adjust back into society where they were before. So a lot of the people we're helping, that's their current status. But so anyhow, that's a little bit, just a, you know, you can go to our we have a website, but the website isn't updated like it should be. We have a Facebook page that is updated on a regular basis. And from Veterans United for Justice Facebook page, you can get way more in detail about what we do in our organization by checking that out. So I invite everybody to go do so. One of the things that I've been doing in the past few years is testifying in front of Congress about veterans issues that we face here, not just in Louisiana, but also in across the country, up in Washington, D.C. as well, and trying to let members of Congress know what's happening at the ground level, all right? And that's where I concentrate at. You know, what's happening in your local VA medical facility? What's happening in your, you know, in the local state area where you're being raided and, you know, you're missing a, you know, a vet, for instance, missing a leg and an arm and in a wheelchair and their back's broke and their neck and they're paralyzed and the VA rates them at 30%. That kind of shit, okay, that's happening at the level down here in the dirt where we're at, all right? The kind of things that up in Washington, D.C., they just don't see, all right? They have the VA is just so huge. It's the biggest organization within our government aside from the actual military itself. So we're talking about a lot of players here. So those in Congress that oversee this and sit on the veterans committees, they don't get what's happening down here at the lower level. So it's up to people like myself and other veterans organizations that bring that to them and let them know that there's a problem, all right? What I found, sadly, is that it doesn't really matter if you're dealing with a Democrat congressman or woman or a Republican. A lot of the obstacles that we have in our way, I guess, would be that unless they were a veteran themselves or have a son or daughter that's a vet or maybe a parent that was a veteran, they only care about veterans' issues when they're running for election. And once they get in there,
right.
They move on to other things that are more important to them that's going to be seen on a bigger level with their particular state, such as, you know, saving the spotted owl or something like that in a forest. Instead of veterans. Yeah. So, since Trump has been in office, he's implemented some very good things to help veterans. He's implemented more positive things in the past, let's say, year and a half than the previous administration did in 8 years. And that's wonderful, except at the lower level, the things he's implemented aren't being followed through with, and they're not being enforced. And it's no different than, you know, the thing that everybody hears about the most is like what's happening right now with the FBI and the Department of Justice, how we actually ended up with a lot of people in charge in high places with those organizations that were very staunch Democrat and left-leaning liberal-type voters, did not care what our president said or did, and they were fighting against him. Well, that's happening in the VA as well at the upper levels in leadership and in leadership across the states. So I managed to have the opportunity. I was up in Washington, D.C. a few weeks back and had the opportunity to have a conversation with Kellyanne Conway, which has Trump's ear at any time she wants. Obviously, she is sees him and talks to him on a daily basis, and I shared my frustration with her and asked her to please take what I'm sharing here to the president to let him know that things that he has put forward to help vets are not being followed up with. And one of the biggest things is she was very shocked.
What did he think when he told her that? Yeah.
She was very shocked. She had no clue. She just assumed that because the secretary of the VA is telling them everything's working great, we're doing a wonderful job, that that's what's happening. So she agreed after I shared the information with her that she would tell the president about this, and I take her on her word that she did. But anyhow, what I wanted her to know and what I wanted the members of Congress that I had the opportunity to talk to while I was up there, as well as her, was that one of the biggest issues we have is in the past, you couldn't fire VA employees. You know, once they'd been in for like 10 years, then basically they're there. They're stuck there forever, and there's just no firing to them. They're vetted, let's say, I guess is what you would call
it. Like a bureaucrat.
Some of these college professors, you know, that we find out are just preaching all kinds of hate stuff to our kids, and you find out that they've been there for 10 years, so now the college can't get rid of them. Well, that was happening in the VA as well. So Trump puts in a Whistleblower Protection Act, basically, that says that any veteran can file a complaint against a VA employee, or another VA employee can file a complaint against a fellow worker, fellow employee, and no retaliation can come towards them because a lot of retaliation was happening, and it was just crazy. And that's not being implemented across the board. There are some places that are doing it. And again, it all boils down to politics. At the local level, if the person that is running the VA at that local level happens to be a Democrat or happens to be a liberal, or a left-leaning person, that's against the president, then they're not implementing these policies. And so I shared with her one a veteran that I'm working with here in Louisiana that was really done wrong, very badly so, by a VA employee, and I've chased this up and down the chain of command, all you know, to the best of my ability, and employee should be not even working at a McDonald's, much less the VA, and he's still at the VA to this. So she needed to know those things, and the president needed to know those things, and hopefully in the near future there will be some type of reach out to me to follow up on this. So I'm hoping that takes place, but that's one of the biggest issues that vets face right now is, you know, any medical facility for the VA across the nation, now they have a sign on every door that says you're not allowed to do any photography, any video. You know, you can't pull your cell phone out and video anything, or because they know what they're doing is wrong. They know that vets are going to see things that shouldn't be happening, and they're going to expose it. So, you know, look at every VA medical facility has their own law enforcement there. There's a reason for that, you know, because vets are being mistreated, and when other vets see that and they act out towards it, then, you know, they need somebody to take them down, and that's what it's just – it's a very screwed-up situation. It really – it needs
so
to be cleaned
ridiculous.
Out. Yeah. It needs to be cleaned out really.
I can't imagine, like, going to see your doctor and this crap is going on and you can't even get any help. You can't even defend yourself. I mean, you know, and the fact of the matter is that, you know, if they're that worried about people finding out what's really going on, they need to, like, completely – that they just need to gut everybody and start over. I mean, that's sort of where I feel needs to happen. And I think people that are veterans – need to be in charge of, you know, the veterans.
There needs to be, you either need to be in the medical profession or you need to be a veteran to work at the VA. I mean, that's my personal belief. Sadly, back when affirmative action was a big thing across the country, we hired people for positions just based on their skin color or based on their sex, and not whether or not they were qualified. And some of those folks are still there today. In fact, many of them are still there today. And that's just one of the ongoing issues that we're faced with. So we're working that. We're working it hard. We're trying to get the VA to fall in step with what the president says to do. And it's a long battle, you know, and come November, right around the corner, if we lose the Senate, or God forbid we lose the Senate and the House, and forget it, I may as well just not even,
Democrats don't give a shit about anybody except for themselves. I mean, that's based, I mean, based on the last 30 plus years. Whether we had a Democrat or a Republican president in the last 30 years, 32 years or so, they haven't done anything about the veterans. They treat the veterans as if, you know, veterans should be held to on a pedestal. I mean, the thing that I don't understand, how people in this country don't understand the sacrifices that you guys make going overseas, fighting on foreign land, that you know, fighting to free people from the grip of these regimes, these totalitarian regimes, and you get injured and you come back and you're treated like crap. It angers me so much. When I even think back all the way back to the founding of our country, you know, these people don't understand what, you know, people in the military, how dedicated you guys are, number one, and number two, you know, you're willing to sacrifice your entire life for this country, and then you come back here, and it's just like you got to start all over, and you're treated like crap. It's just, it really is.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. It really is.
Well, you know, things are better than they were back during, you know, let's say the Vietnam era. And
right.
During the Vietnam era, they were better than they were during the World War II era. And during the World War II era, they were obviously way better than they were during the Civil War era.
Yeah,
but
right.
The problems are still there, and now they're political problems, which
yeah.
is the last place that needs to be politicized is how we take care of our vets. One of the big
yeah.
problems I see is that we no longer teach our children in school at the elementary level about the veterans and about sacrifice of our military vets and about the conflicts
mm-hmm.
we've been in and so forth. And, you know, I'm 56 years old. When I was in school, we learned all about, you know, the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam. You know, we
mm-hmm.
spent each year all the way in, you know, all through elementary, all through high school learning about that. And they don't do that anymore.
Right.
Oh, they have a very small block of instructions that cover anything to do with how we came to be and who the people were that made that happen that gives us our freedom
right.
today. So
well, no.
as long as we continue on that path, then they're never going to learn it. They're never going to see it. And that's why we have
yeah.
a generation of folks now that, you know, they just don't care. You know, they don't, they
yeah.
just... We're just why are we any better than anybody else is how they look at it. And I've heard that many times before. And
they don't care.
But,
right. Well, they don't care because they're calling our founding fathers thugs. They're calling them racists. They're calling them all these things. You know, it's the identity politics that is killing this nation. I mean, it is. And we're fighting against each other when we need to start fighting for what we believe in. This country is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And the men and the women that are willing to stand up and fight for it on the front line, they should be our number one priority, bottom line. And, you know, you're right. I mean, the education is just, it's gone down the tube because we've got these liberals that are now professors and, you know, they're all involved in the educational system. And until we get that reformed, I don't know. I mean, I think that there is a generation, though, a younger generation that is learning a lot more because they do have YouTube and they do have other areas that they can start learning, but on the whole, it's just it's a hot mess. And what about the fact that Trump was doing Veterans Choice, like that's what he recently signed a bill
yeah,
for
well,
that. What's going on with that?
Choice,
I mean, is that really helping or?
The Veterans Choice program is a very good thing because. You know, we have such a huge waiting line to get vets in for medical care because we don't have enough
right.
medical professionals in working for the VA. And the reason why we don't have enough work for the VA is once they start working for the VA and they realize all the red tape that's involved, they go, the hell with this. I'd rather, work
right.
in the private sector than work for the government. So the turnover
right.
rate of doctors is just huge. But So they come up with this choice program where if you live X amount of miles away from a VA medical facility and you need help or the waiting line is, for your area is more than 30 days or so, depending on what your medical issue is, then you can go use a doctor in the private sector. And so that's wonderful, and we've been pushing for that, and we want that, and Trump has signed it into law. The problem there is, the VA is not paying back these doctors. They submit the bill to the VA to get paid by the government, and the VA is sitting on it. I know claims. I personally, forget the claims that I work on and help other vets with, I personally thought I was having a heart attack about 3 years ago when I was in Houston, Texas, ended up going into a hospital in the middle of the night, and to this day, that bill has not been paid, but it's on my credit report, that's for sure. And that's what's happening to a lot of these vets now. If the VA doesn't pay it in a timely manner, then the doctors, they have no other choice but to, because the vet's still responsible for the bill, even though the choice program's there, you know.
They're making
a piece of paper that says, hey, you're going to go in this choice program, and they're supposed to pay it, but you're still responsible. So there, your credit gets ruined. We're literally, our government is ruining veterans, a lot of veterans' credit. Their credit report is going to hell because the government's not paying these doctors and hospitals back in a timely manner.
Again. It's crazy. I mean,
policy that's
and
great.
And then that's another, that's a whole
If it doesn't get operated properly, then it's just a disaster.
Yeah. Well, I just remember, when I was looking at we're going to hopefully interview Antonio Sabato Jr., who's running for California 26th District. Julia Brownlee is the Democrat that's currently, and you go on her page and she sits on all these boards that has to do with the veterans and stuff. And so anyway, I happened to call one of the veteran hospitals down there in Ventura County, and he told me that, no, there's like a 3-month wait for veterans to get an appointment. And then there was another, I had called two different people. One of them I'd gotten a recording that said that, yeah, there was like a three or four month wait to see a doctor, but you can leave your information and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. And the guy that I talked to was, oh yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess down there. And I imagine it's that way across the country. It's great that President Trump, you know, signed the Veterans Choice Law, but the other issue is, you know, having the trickle effect to make sure that it gets down to the level that it needs to be and that these things are getting paid for. I mean, I don't know what else to do for that. I mean, and it shouldn't have to go on a veteran's credit. They're already coming out of the Army or the military, wherever they, you know, Army, Navy, whatever, Marines, and trying to start their lives over again, you know, with medical issues, and then they have to worry about their credit report, too. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a very sad state of affairs that we're in when it comes to veterans in our government. And I tell people all the time, you know, just look at how many veterans organizations exist right now in America. There's thousands of us out there. I'm one of many. Besides Veterans United for Justice, you've got the VFW, you've got the DAV, you've got the American Legion, you've got the Wounded Warrior Project, and on. Why do they exist? They exist because our government has failed the veterans, you know. If the government did what they promised they would do, then there would be no reason for me to have Veterans United for Justice or any of these other veterans organizations. There'd be no reason for them to exist, period, end of discussion. But because the government doesn't, you know, somebody has to fight for these vets. And, you know, that's why we exist. That's why there's, you know, I mean, look at that in any other aspect of life. Any aspect of life, if you had a situation where you've got to have all these other people to come in on your behalf to help you get what you're deserving of,
or what was promised to you. I mean, promise, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't, I mean, it's really a sad state of affairs at this point. And I mean, I'm glad President Trump is willing to try and fix it, but you know, you're right. I mean, it has to start on the local, state, up to the federal. You know what I mean? It has to be on all across the board. And
I'm not going to go into right now, but if I had the opportunity to talk to President Trump in person, and I hope the day will come that I will, I have the answer. Okay, and I'm telling this to the world right now, Douglas M. Ducote Sr. has the answers to fix the VA, okay? I know how to fix the problem. But I need somebody in Washington, D.C. to hear what I have to say. So, You know, once again, I'm not going to pull it all out right now.
You're not going to go in. It's a huge long thing, right?
I was put in charge of the VA, I'd fix this problem. It would be fixed very quick. I'm telling you, within a year,
a VA did
a 180.
Heads would roll. That's what I think is going to happen. But I think
heads would roll, and there'd be some people in charge. We'd do a complete different way. It's just there's a whole different way that things need to be done. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you get the chance to talk to him because that would be amazing. And, you know, I mean, geez, you just need 5 minutes. You can just, you know, go to the Oval Office for 5 minutes, have his ear, and then, you know, he could just hire you and that'd be it. You know, that's what I think.
Well, when I was up there the other day, I actually, you know, was under the impression I was going to get that opportunity. It was going to be brief, but I would get that opportunity, and Kellyanne's as far as I got, so I just hope that she, forwarded the information on.
Well, I think that she probably did. I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, the president, there's so many things that there's so many of us are like, he that probably doesn't have a clue about just because, you know, he's working on, you know, whatever, you know, the major things that are going on. I don't even know how he does it, to be honest with you. I'm just in awe of all that he's accomplished with all this, you know, hate and rhetoric that's gone. It's just incredible. But I think ultimately, I think within the 8 years, he could definitely get this fixed. And I think probably sooner than, you know, next. Well, a little over 6 years to go. So I think he's going to win in a landslide. I mean, and the most important thing is that in order to get people in Congress that are willing to help, need to vote in November. It is the most important election, I think, even more important than the presidential election of 2016, because this election, the midterm in November, is going to basically it'll be the discerner as to what the future of America is going to be and if the Constitution stays intact. That's it. If you want, you know, the country to continue for generations, for your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids, you need to vote red. You need to make sure that you're doing paper and not the voting machines, because they can be rigged. And if you see anybody that you don't think should be voting, and I say start taking pictures. If you see these busloads of people coming in, the illegals are from state to state, I say take pictures, take names, whatever, because we have got to make sure that President Trump gets people, good people, men and women in there that are willing to be pro-America, pro-military, pro-Constitution, pro-life. We need to get this country turned around, and he's done so much already, but unless we vote and we get out there and do what we're supposed to do in November, it's going to all go back to the Democrats, and they want open borders. They want, you know, to regulate again. They want more taxes. They want, you know, they want to continue with the disgusting abortions, the term abortion, which is just disgusting, murdering these poor kid babies. Anyway, I based on what we've seen in the last, I just can't even imagine anybody wanting to vote for a Democrat. So.
Yeah, I can't either. Trust me, there's something to do.
Well, is there, why don't you give out your information again so people, if they want to either get a hold of you or, you know, if you can maybe, if they need help and you might be, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, once again, the Facebook page is the best way, Veterans United for Justice. All our information is there, our address, our phone numbers and whatnot, but our direct line is area code 225-907-5354, and our email address is lvfj501c@yahoo.com, and so you can reach out to us either way, and we'll look at your situation and what you're having problems with, and if we can't help you, we'll be able to point you in the right direction of somebody that can, if it's something that we don't particularly deal with through our organization. And just today I had to, you know, There was a lady that came to me that was that had a veteran that was in the court system, and he wanted to use the VA courts, or not the VA court system, the veteran court system that they're putting in place now,
mm-hmm.
just for, and the judge ruled against it and wouldn't allow it, and so she thought
what?
We'd be able to get involved with that, and I, you know, it's
wow.
not something I can, you know, they need, you know, that's, they need to contact the Bar Association and let them know, because, you know, that's a right now that you have as a vet. If that system is available in your area, then you're allowed to go through the Veterans Court. So, but anyhow, so that's a way. And, of course, obviously, people can follow me on my YouTube channel, Douglas M. Ducote Sr., and on also on Facebook, American Patriot by the Grace of God, and I'm on Twitter, Douglas Ducote. So there you go.
So, well, yeah, I think you hit all the platforms, that's for sure. So, gosh, well, thanks for that update. We're going to take just a quick break. When we get back, we're going to delve into the circus that is the Brett Kavanaugh and the Democrats and what the hell is going on. It's like insane. So we'll be back in a few.
By now, you may already be aware that America was on the verge of being completely destroyed by a gang of very powerful criminals who had made their way right into the heart of power. We didn't notice because they had become our most trusted leaders, entertainers, and politicians. But then things changed. In 2016, patriots in the U.S. military took back power legitimately with the election of Donald Trump. Plunged directly into the damage and sickening destruction caused to America and the world, they got to work dismantling the branches of this powerful secret shadow government that was in the process of siphoning off America's vast wealth to their global masters. After 2 years of a dramatic covert operation that was to include the gutting of the corrupt CIA, FBI, and Justice Department, they now face the last remaining pillar of the deep state, their vast media empire. They were using this unparalleled power to confuse the people of the world and distract from their criminality and subversion. They recognized that division and hate among people was the most effective way to keep us occupied and ignorant while they robbed us blind, engineered senseless trade deals, and destroyed distant lands for their own personal gain. The mainstream media, both in America and beyond, now remains the gravest threat to the people of the world. The battle for the American soul began in October 2017 with an NSA intelligence operation that we call Q. For the first time, the people were shown the reality of the world they live in, the extent of the corruption and crime that had been destroying their society for decades. Most of all, it showed them the path to their own liberation. Finally, on July 31st, 2018, in Tampa, Florida, President Donald Trump, avoiding the corrupt media channels by speaking directly to the people, allowed Q followers to display their support publicly. This deliberate action forced the deep state media to cover the story, as not doing so would raise a level of curiosity that could lead to a devastating mass awakening. To defend against this, they joined together in an unprecedented combined global mass media assault against Q, hoping they could deter the public from discovering the truth about our world. They call it a conspiracy, a word associated with unlawful or nefarious actions, depicting Q followers as a danger to society instead of peace-loving patriots just trying to break free from the prison of the mind that was created for them. Their attack on Q was to be just one of countless knowingly false narratives started and pushed by the criminals that control our media. They said Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. They said he was a puppet to Putin. They claimed he would hurt relationships with our allies. They said he would collapse the economy and the stock market. We heard he was about to go to war with North Korea. They are saying he will do the same with Iran. They even said he would destroy the whole world. These fake narratives kept on coming, and they spread them with full knowledge that they were lies meant to stop the one force that could end them for good. It's time the American people and those all over the world ask themselves what is really going on. What are the people who control our media afraid of? What are they hiding? If you look, you will discover that the fake news media is not free or independent. You will see it is just a propaganda arm of the deep state. You will discover the names and faces of the cabal agents who have colluded to destroy our republic and bend us to their will. They want you divided. Divided by race. Divided by religion. divided by political affiliation. They want this because divided you are weak. Together you are strong. It's time to research for yourself. You will find many things, among them an unprecedented number of sealed indictments filed in preparation for a mass arrest event. You will also discover an unprecedented list of corrupt CEOs who have recently been removed from their posts. You will see the same in the Senate and in Congress. And you will see the same at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department. This movement is not about one person or a group of people. It is about we, the people. The world is currently witnessing the largest mass treason event in living history. But instead of being fearful, we should be filled with hope. Instead of fighting among ourselves, we should face our only true enemy, the criminal deep state and their once invincible mainstream media apparatus. Do you want to free yourself? It's easy. Follow Q and turn them off.
All right, we're back. That was just actually posted over, I guess it was last week. I saw that last week, over the last weekend. It's true. QAnon, the only reason that they attack QAnon is because they know that it's truth behind it. There's a lot of people calling it a LARP and all. It's not. Listen. I came across it. It started actually October 28, 2017. I came across it on November 1st. And I was skeptical at first, but, you know, you go and you start researching it. It's just incredible. I think it's qproofs.com. You can go and they, Anons have, like, just, they've researched the hell out of it, and they've connected all of the proof of everything that has been posted by QAnon. And it is, I think, a team, very close-knit, maybe three or four people that are close to the president. I think that the reason that he launched that was to get people to critically think again. The mainstream media is doing and has done, in, you know, they basically try and tell you what to think and not, you know, they don't tell you the truth, obviously. It's all fake news, but I think that It's the greatest disclosure in world history, really, and I'm happy to be a part of it and to be following it and trying to get the information out there. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but I do want to. President Trump he's been on fire. Of course, he's been doing all these rallies, which has been amazing. I guess Vice President Pence was actually out here in Washington. I keep waiting for President Trump to come back out here, but I think he might be a little nervous. But I don't know. He needs to come out here because there's so many patriots out here that he probably wouldn't even, you know, believe it. But anyway, he came out here to talk about some of the Republican people running here. I wanted to just play this quick clip of President Trump talking about Ford's testimony, because I just couldn't stop laughing. So here we go.
36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer, right? I had one beer. Well, you think it was, nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. A man's life is shattered. His wife is shattered. His daughters, who are beautiful, incredible young kids. They destroy people. They want to destroy people. These are really evil people.
Yep, so there you have it. I mean, he's right. I mean, everything that is unfolded, I think, is it's just mind-boggling. I mean, what are your thoughts about all this? I'm just, like, floored by it, really.
Well, I almost want to go live in the woods for the next 20 years and smoke dope and live in a tent and just stare at the stars at night, because I'm completely mentally just blown away by what's happening against our president, what's happening against our Constitution. We had today a quote news journalist on MSNBC telling the viewers that our justice system doesn't need evidence or corroboration. All you need,
what?
If you don't have, is all you need if you don't have that is which one seems more credible, and then that's what you go forward with. Like, she rewrote the justice system, and I
unbelievable.
This is what we have to go up against. This is what we're fighting against. We're fighting against people that are on purpose putting out news. You know, that's what, when Trump talks about fake news, this is it. You don't get any worse than this when you make up things that aren't true, and you put it off on your program as if it is fact. And
right.
Of course, we all know that you're innocent until proven guilty, and that in order to be proven guilty, there has to be evidence that you did the crime.
Exactly.
So, but not
innocent. Why people come to this country a lot, you know, it's because of our Constitution. I mean, if you go to any other country and you are accused, you have no recourse. There, you are guilty, and you have to prove your innocence. Here, it's innocence until proven guilty, number one. Number two, Kavanaugh was 17 years old, okay? Let's think back to when they were 17 years old. Boy, what I would love to do an investigation on every single Democratic part of the committee, and you know, pull all their crap out of their closet. I mean, it is disgusting. And who's credible? Oh, I don't know. A judge that has led an honorable career and life for the last 40 years. Versus a party girl who, let me just paint the picture here. So who is this woman? Okay, she is, her grandfather was Nicholas Deke. He's a well-known CIA agent for decades. Her father, Ralph Blasey II, ran three CIA front companies: Redcoats Inc., Data Watch, and Admiral Security Systems. Her brother, Ralph Blasey III, once worked for a law firm, Baker Hostetler, which was behind the creation of Fusion GPS and subsequently the dossier that they used in order to start the stupid Russia collusion investigation hoax. And you know, she knows how to self hypnosis. She's coached people on how to beat the polygraph. The polygraph, of course, was never even her polygraph. I guess what happened was on October 1st, Senator Grassley sent a letter to her attorneys asking for these records that she supposedly provided to Washington Post for the leak. Of course, and they're refusing to turn that over, as well as the polygraph that she took. Apparently, there were only two questions, I guess, asked. None of them had anything to do with Kavanaugh. I mean, the whole thing is a sham. And this woman has been known to party. She's, you know, I mean, none of her witnesses. They don't even remember this party at all, or if they were there, they can't even, you know, talk. They don't know anything. They didn't witness anything. They don't know Judge Kavanaugh. This man's life was ripped apart. And think about this. I mean, if it was your brother, if it was my brother, I couldn't even imagine the family had to go into hiding because of these deranged protesters who are attacking this poor man who has done nothing. I'm not saying that Ford didn't have anything, any kind of sexual assault or harassment or whatever the hell she's trying to say, groping. I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm saying I can for 100% say it was not Brett Kavanaugh. And now they're attacking the way that he testified because he was so upset. What the fuck is that? I'm sorry, people. Wake up. I mean, I'm just so over. I'm so annoyed, and it just makes me so angry, you know, that people are so stupid that they get on this bandwagon.
Yep, I know. Hey, you know what? There's some breaking news happening right now. You want to give me a second to tell the viewers this?
Sure, go ahead.
So the vote for Kavanaugh is supposed to take place Saturday now, which I said they should have did it tonight. Or if not tonight, they should do it tomorrow. But no, it's scheduled for Saturday. And now we have Senator Steve Dyens. He's a Republican from Montana. Has just said that he will not be available on Saturday to vote because he has to be at his daughter's wedding. So we're now down one.
Oh, my God.
So this vote has to happen tomorrow. It has to happen Friday. We cannot afford – this can't happen. We can't have a senator say, I can't be there to do my job because my daughter's getting married, and he should have – Mitch McConnell should have known this a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it makes you wonder, okay, is Mitch McConnell really trying to get this shit done, or is he stalling? I mean, the whole idea of this was the whole plan is to stall. They're trying to stretch this out to the midterm.
Yeah, we've already got Jeff Flake on the fence. We got Lisa Murkowski on the fence. We got Senator Susan Collins on the fence, okay? So we already, going into this, had to have all three of them to vote yes. And now... And it's a possibility that we would lose one of them and still be able to pull this off. Now we just lost. This senator has got to be at his daughter's wedding. So this whole – we're just screwed.
This is ridiculous.
Tomorrow. It has to.
Well, Americans need to get angry now. Americans need to know who the hell they are voting for when they're looking at – we have got to pay attention. We cannot let this shit go on. Our taxpayer money is going to pay them. We're paying them. They work for us. Let's remember that. These people have had carte blanche. They've done whatever the hell they want. They've done whatever backdoor deals and bullshit. I mean, why do you think Paul Ryan is retiring? He's a pretty young guy. He's retiring and not seeking reelect. A lot of these people are not because they are involved in some kind of bullshit corruption. And they were probably told, hey, you either resign or we're going to file charges against you. These people, we need to take control over Congress. And if we don't do that at this vote in November, we are screwed. This country will definitely go downhill and we will never get it back. This is our one chance. I mean, this kind of crap going on is just – Senator Feinstein needs to be investigated. It's my understanding that the FBI has been investigating her and this stupid-ass letter that since when they got it as of September 12th or 13th. So there has been an investigation going on. The fact that Feinstein now wants the investigation that they just did sealed – speaks volumes. Why do you want that, Senator Feinstein? It's because you're worried about maybe, I don't know, what you did, what the underhanded bullshit that you did. They don't care about ruining this man and his family and his kids. They don't care about that. They don't even care about this country. People who are Democrats, I'm telling you, there is no real Democrat anymore. It's extreme socialist Democratic Party. That's what they are. They don't care about anybody but themselves. I am just so disgusted at this point.
I mean, agree.
It really is incredible. So they have I found out some of the people that they have interviewed. I mean, that was the other thing. They were all, well, they're not telling everybody, you know, who it was that they investigated. So they spoke to Mark Judge, which is Pavanaugh's high school friend, who does not recall the events as Ford described. There were two witnesses Ford said was at the party, but they did not witness the incident. They didn't have anything. Leland Kaser is Ford's friend that was questioned on Saturday, said doesn't know Kavanaugh or remember being at this party, quote, unable to corroborate it because he has no recollection of the incident in question, per her attorney Howard Walsh. Patrick P.J. Smith was also interviewed. Ford said he attended this party. He has no knowledge of it or any nor of any allegation of misconduct described by Ford. Chris Garrett and Timothy Gaudette are both Kavanaugh's friends that were listed on his calendar as having a party July 1st, 1982. They don't know anything about it. I mean, the whole thing is just asinine. And the bottom line is that the guy has gone through seven extensive FBI background investigations. And when I say extensive, when they do that, it's not just, you know, doing an online investigation. They go and they talk to everybody that he works with, everybody that he goes to church with, everybody, all of his neighbors, everybody that he's ever, you know, been in contact with, all the way back to his elementary days. So, you know, this is a guy that is credible versus this Ford, this woman who's connected to, I heard she was connected to Peter Strzok, which I can't remember exactly what that was. I don't have that written down here. But, I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. And then you had, did you hear about the intern at the Sheila Jackson's office? That whole thing got arrested. Did you hear about that story?
Yep, he was trying to poison
people. Yeah, for doxing. Yeah, I mean, like, what the hell is wrong with these people? And I'm sorry, Sheila Jackson's office, Sheila Jackson's the one that handed that envelope to Ford's attorney.
That is correct.
You were saying, so, you know, I mean, the whole thing is just,
that investigation into him should be into everything about Sheila Jackson. They should go in, subpoena all of her emails, all of her records. They should raid her office.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's the other thing. What about
he also worked for Dianne Feinstein at one point, and he also worked for Nancy Pelosi at one point.
Oh, well, you know. I mean, there you have it. It's the axis of evil. That's what it is. These people are just, they don't care who what they have to do. They just do whatever it is they can do in order to, because the whole house of cards is falling down. That's what's going on here. That's why the deep state is fighting so hard against Kavanaugh, because they know he's the swing vote. They know if he gets on there, and he will get confirmed, I have no doubt about it. I really believe he's going to be confirmed, that, you know, it's over. Roe versus Wade will probably be overturned on a federal level, go back to the states, which, unfortunately, you know, I don't think it should go back to the states. I think it's federal law. I think it should be, you know, upheld by every single state at that point. And, you know, that's what they're worried about. They're worried about that. And also the fact that, you know, I mean, this whole FISA abuse scandal, it's the biggest scandal that's, you know, in world history. So, but the hijinks and the plots and the disgusting, you know, I mean, they really have shown their colors. And I think that God works in mysterious ways. And I hate the fact that Judge Kavanaugh has had to go through this and his family. But on the other hand, look at what it's done. I mean, it's basically opened everybody's eyes. I would be surprised if anybody votes for a Democrat in November. I mean, that legally, I should say, legally vote.
Yep.
But it's really incredible. I just can't even get over half the stuff that's going on. And then I heard too, Jeff Sessions, I guess, was subpoenaed to deliver, and I think he did deliver the full unredacted, you know, documents, FISA documents that Congress, the committee has been asking for, and also had to testify today on the floor. So I'm not sure what happened. I didn't hear exactly what happened after that, but I thought that was very interesting because he's been MIA.
Yep, it's freaking crazy. We're it's the Twilight Zone. We're in a complete different realm of reality now.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. And it's just that the thing is that mainstream media is just they're killing us. I mean, we've got to get that cleaned out. I don't know how to do that. I mean, they're so anti-America, anti-Trump, anti-anything that has to do with anything good. And there are a lot of things that are going good for the country. And then, of course, President Trump, he had his historic trade agreement with both Mexico and Canada, which is amazing.
Yes, it is.
And they didn't give him credit for that. And basically, it's not just one on one specific trade. It's trading all across the board, and it's going to be it's going to be great for the farmers and the manufacturers. And you know, that's how you turn on America. I mean, we were everything was going overseas, and now we've got great trade deals. We are respected again. All the world leaders, no matter what mainstream media says, they respect our president. They respect America again. Our military is kick-ass. And, you know, things are looking up. I think we're going to end up really moving forward. But it's going to all go to shit if you guys don't vote in November. It is the most important thing in our lives at this point. I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it is very important that we vote in November.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't, then we are screwed. I do want to talk just a bit for a few minutes about QAnon. QAnon has been posting the last few days, and he weird. Sorry everybody. I'm having a little, hold on. I'm having a technical difficulty now. Wait a second. Is there going to be like one show that actually goes smoothly? I don't know. I think I'm doomed. Anyway, I mean, we can never. we can never seem to get it going every single week or something. Sorry, everybody. I don't know. I swear, it's got to be, you know, Jezebel or I don't know what it is. Something like, if it's Real World Witness, go Bam Basket. I don't know, but anyway. Anyway. All right, so, yes. If you guys only knew, they probably don't even know what we're talking about. Oh, my God. Let's just say it's been a very technically challenged summer. That's all I'll say about it. Oh, my God. Anyway.
I have millions of dollars to run a radio show. You have to rely on other people's platforms. You know, you run into technical problems. And it just happens. And we can write a book on it. Probably will one day.
The real world witness
problems of running your radio show.
I know. I think I would be. People would be like, she's got to be lying about that. You would not believe what we've gone through. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
well, it's hilarious but stressful. But anyway,
I wasn't too long ago. We're down there crying about it.
I know. Yeah, really. I was about to like have a coronary. That's for sure. So QAnon posted yesterday, which was my birthday. Ha ha ha. Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you. All I can tell you is that. Thank you. It's my milestone birthday. I'm freaking out, to be honest with you. But anyway.
Five.
I'm gonna need a peek yet. It's a milestone birthday for me.
You turned 25.
Yeah, I wish. No, I wish I was 25. I'm not even 35. I'm not even 45. Anyway, we won't go there. QAnon posted, post 2323 said, did James Baker just testify behind closed doors? Rod Rosenstein and James Comey coordinated to appoint Mueller. What a wonderful day. Q. It says James Baker closed her testimony today, plus previous testimony to the Attorney General. The Inspector General statements were sealed, and they were timed regarding to Sessions' subpoena tomorrow, which was today. If Sessions is recused from the Russia probe, prevented records of related documents, info, etc., how can Sessions learn Rod Rosenstein conflicts with Russia probe? Per subpoena to Sessions, Schedule 1 McCabe memos. McCabe memos equals source doc for the New York Times article regarding Rod Rosenstein wearing the wire, a.k.a. 25th Amendment. And then he says, enjoy the show. So basically, James Baker gave a closed-door testimony, and basically they're unleashing Sessions from being recused. And that the McCabe memos were what the New York Times, how the New York Times got the information as far as this wearing a wire. They were trying to set up Trump, I think, on that whole thing. What do you think about that? I think they were trying to set him up to fire Rosenstein. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's, I have no doubt it was 100%. The fix was in. What can we do to take this president down?
Yeah, exactly. And then the wireless emergency alert was supposed to happen yesterday, and it did. However, I forgot to tell you this, Doug. I didn't get it where I'm at. I'm in the boondocks. I don't even get the emergency alert system thing. Nothing came to my cell phone. And the what I heard was that if you're not near a tower, but I have cell phone service, so I don't know why I didn't get it. But people in my area did not get it. So I thought that was interesting. I know.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed because I was waiting for it. Remember, I texted him like, when is this thing going to happen? And then my mom called. She's near Seattle, of course. And, you know, she got it. She's like, oh, yeah, it was really loud. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't get it. I don't know what's up with that.
I heard the people that had Obama phones didn't get it either.
Oh, Obama phones?
Right.
Yeah, because they're underground in hiding, waiting for the apocalypse to happen, thanks to Obama.
Yep.
Okay, and then QAnon talks in 2320, Sessions meeting Huber the same day as the POTUS alert, which is very interesting. So Sessions is meeting Huber the day prior to and then the day of. So Huber, if you guys remember, is he's the prosecutor that Sessions appointed in Utah to do all of this investigating of, you know, the FISA court, you know, all of this investigation that we've been saying for the last year and a half we need a special counsel for. He's been doing all of that. So apparently they met on the 2nd and the 3rd, and so I'm hoping that that is, you know, going to be explosive when that information comes out. I mean, we'll see. We need to get that done. The next thing I think is going to be the declassification of the FISA application, which that's the thing that they don't want, because, I mean, it just clearly shows that they lied to the court. And what I don't understand is, like, why haven't these judges come forward and gone, we were lied to, we want to investigate this. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe they were a part of the whole thing, besides a court judge. I mean, because we know Contreras had this down, because Page and Strzok, remember, they wanted to meet with him. And anyway, when those texts came out, Judge Contreras, he all of a sudden resigned. And so he's gone. And so I don't know who else is involved, but it would be very interesting. The other thing, and then today we also got more Q2331. It said he actually talked about an August 9th post that Q posted. It says, spy operation, Fusion GPS, and then I don't know. No name, Perkins Coie. So basically part regarding Fusion GPS, Perkins Coie is now being revealed. Former FBI General Counsel James Baker met during the 2016 season with at least one attorney from Perkins Coie, the Democratic National Committee's private law firm. And so James Baker obviously yesterday, gave testimony and also had spoken to the Inspector General as well. So questioning him on that. And then it says here, then they added this Fusion GPS approached Perkins Coie in March of 2016 and aware that Perkins Coie represented the DNC and Hillary for America with respect to the 2016 election, expressed interest in engagement with the film in connection with 2016 presidential election to continue research regarding then presidential candidate Donald Trump. Research that Fusion GPS had conducted for one or more other clients during the Republican primary. A secret committee was immediately created that included Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Mr. Brown, Michael Sussman, a former cyber crimes prosecutor at the DOJ who now works at Perkins Coie's and the Washington law firm that handles the DNC political matters. So that's interesting. So there was a secret committee that was immediately created in order to get this spy operation going. It says how the spy op regarding Russia hacking plus posed Russia false narratives plus the installation of Mueller was constructed. They used obviously Britain and Australia and New Zealand in order to spy on the president. I mean, that's basically, and it's the Five Eyes, which you guys know about that, right? You know what that is, the Five Eyes. The Five Eyes it entails the United States, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and China, I think it is. And they use them as spies. So, for instance, if the United States wants to spy on somebody like President Trump or candidate Trump, they can't legally spy on a presidential candidate, but they basically secretly farmed it out to Britain and New Zealand and Australia, and that's why they're freaking out about the declassification of the FISA documents, because that's what it's going to prove. It's going to prove that the Obama administration basically told, got these other countries involved to spy on a presidential candidate, which is highly illegal. It's treason. It's espionage, basically. So that's why they're fighting so hard, against everything. It's incredible what's going on here. I mean, when you look at it all. So that's basically what Q has been saying the last few days, and that's why they're trying now to the latest narrative. Did you hear this about Fred Trump avoided paying taxes? I mean,
yeah.
Come on. How many of these politicians have gone around? I mean, he didn't not pay. He just, there's loopholes. People use them. The rich people, that's what they do. It's not like he didn't pay them. He just, and the whole thing is that now since this whole thing with Kavanaugh is falling apart and they know that the declassification of the FISA applications are coming out, they need a distraction. So what are they going to do? They're breaking out Fred Trump's tax records. I mean, that's all they have. They don't have anything else. So they're going to use that to distract and attack President Trump even more than what they do right now. I mean, it's just incredible. Anyway, I'm just floored by the whole thing. But now kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What I like to say is batshit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what's going on. It's an exciting time to be alive, I tell you that much. Wouldn't have even expected to go through this kind of stuff. It's crazy. Well, we're almost out of time, so I guess what we'll do is we'll end the show next week. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll be back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to follow us, if you like this radio broadcast, please follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Hit the like button. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at ChrissyUSA1 and at ChrissyMaga1. We have our Facebook page, Real World Witness, and our website is realworldwitness.wixsite.com/my site. I'm going to get that fixed to make it say realworldwitness.com, but right now it's still in the works. So, and Doug, once again, you can be contacted on Twitter, I know, at Douglas Ducote, right?
That is correct.
Look,
American Patriot by the grace of God. Follow me on YouTube, Douglas M. Ducote Sr.
Yes, and Doug and I are going to try and get on YouTube at some point here. I just need to figure everything out technically, and obviously we have technical issues all the time, so I'm not that technically savvy. I don't know. Anyway, we'll get it worked out, so we'll be live streaming at the same time, so I think that'll be good for, you know, and people can find us on YouTube easier, I think. So I guess until next week, everybody, we are out of here. Thanks for listening.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed.
You don't care.